An aloha, I'm sorry. NDRE just stopped playing. So, the gift of acceptance. Here we are today. Okay, everyone. Hold on to your shorts. Because this is what's happening today. Today is a remembrance and celebration of 10 years later after 9/11. And what came to me today is that in the anniversary of 9/11, that I want to focus on the greatest tool to peace, self-awareness, awakening, and enlightenment. And that tool is forgiveness. And I read a quote today. I'm not going to say it accurately, but it touched me very deeply. The greatest gift of any place on the earth that has known great hatred is to heal it and have it become a place of great love. And I see that in our planet, and I see that in our persons, in our beings, and in our hearts. And the Dalai Lama was asked once, actually, he was asked when we saw him in Maui, when will the Tibetans be free of the Chinese? And the Dalai Lama said, the Tibetans will be free of the Chinese when they have forgiven the Chinese. And it touched me on a deep level today because I live on an amazing island. I live on the island of Kauai in the middle of the Pacific with the most beautiful air and light and color and flavor and sense of God and life. And the spirit is alive, the Aina is alive, and the people are alive, despite what the Hawaiians have been asked to forgive. In order to be free in their hearts and welcome us, they are in a state of forgiveness. And their desire to love is so obvious. And Rick and I are recipients of that desire every day. And it has ignited something in us in the 10 years that we've been here. And we're taking that love and that ignition and that flavor and taste of our lives here, what's been embedded in our souls here, and we're taking Coming Alive on the road. Coming Alive was born, or on, just finished our fifth year. Coming Alive, Intuitive Guided Calling Radio. Coming Alive with Camille and Rick. I tricked Rick. I said, Rick, honey, will you just come and answer the phones? And all of a sudden, here he is, all these years later. And all of you know the flavor of his gift to all of us. For a long time, he just had his own show on the phone. People were just asking questions and say they didn't want to go on the air. And he'd start talking to them. So luckily now most people are coming on the air and letting everyone participate in their lives and giving us the gift of their questions. And that's what we want to allow people to do, is to find that question inside of you today that would bring you more peace. Find that place inside of you where that pain needs support to release. Rick and I come as visionary channels. This is something I was born with. This is something that is ignited in him. We come as medical intuitives, and we come as spiritual teachers, because for me, the celebration of the spiritual life, of a life full of spirit and awareness, is the greatest gift that we have. And I want to foster that in any way I can and help it be easier. Explain things to a place where you have more breath in yourselves and in your heart. So I was wondering What is it that we all have to forgive? I mean, what is it in us that has something to forgive? Why is something still sitting in us that needs to be forgiven? What is the point of pain? How do we heal pain? What do we do with it? And I see the Hawaiians, and I see the Japanese, the Native Americans, the Jews, the blacks, the gays. I see what women have to forgive, what men have to forgive, what children have to forgive. And what does our planet have to forgive? If we find that our love is bigger than the pain of what we have to forgive, then we've tipped the scales. We tip the scales into our favor. We're doing ourselves a favor. We tip them into our favor. We're doing the planet a favor. Whatever in us that is toxic, that needs assistance and needs release, bringing love to it, asking for help, feeling your love for those you love. My gift is I'm allowed to assist people every single day to come home to themselves in a deeper way. The real magic is that every single person that allows me to give to them is giving something way bigger to me. It's allowing me to love. It's allowing me to take this energy force that's sitting inside of my soul and sing it every single day. And I know for a fact that the easiest thing to do for yourself in terms of releasing fear and focus and not having to focus on what you need to forgive is focus on what you can love easily. Cool sentence, huh? Focus on what you can love easily. You see, it's just like that. If you use your breath and you take the second that you need to feel a quieter place inside of yourself, you kind of give your brain a little vacation. Your mind is never going to figure out really and truly how to forgive. Your heart is already wiser. It already has a desire to love more than it has a desire to have anger and fear and pain lodged in it. So it's imperative that we all seek out the avenues for healing our pain. And there's many. There's finding a way to communicate with God that resonates in your soul. Find a faith that makes you feel part of community and caring for each other. Find ways to be in the community of your neighborhood and help those in need. Seek out assistance from people who have dedicated their lives to being available as healers. As soon as you ask for assistance, you are opening something inside of yourself. The mind has released something that is allowing you to say, I need help. And that comes from a place inside, no matter what it feels like. I don't care if it's desperation or whatever you want to call it. As soon as you activate that, you are allowing something to come in. Some light, some love, some breath, and freedom. So today I want each of us to find the breath, find that place that says, I'm going to go a little deeper today. I'm going to give myself more credit for being this amazing human being. I want to sing the song of my soul. I want to be present now and give myself the present of being present and of recognizing my presence is so valuable. That's why you are here in existence. I was talking to Rick earlier, and he said when you act out of anger, it comes from pain. And that when others act out of anger, it also comes from pain. That you could use your awareness of your pain to become more compassionate, and you can use your awareness of others also being in pain to become more compassionate. And Buddha said that compassion is the ultimate evolution of love. Jesus said on the cross, God forgive them, for they know not what they do. One of the best messages ever to permeate humanity is that message. Jesus was the most amazing soul in that he was living in this world. He came in as a Jew to show the Jewish people how to heal themselves and how to be free and how to take care of them, each other and their neighbors. And so here he is as a Jew on the cross, saying to all of those who didn't recognize him and saw him as a threat that they must be forgiven and asking God to forgive them as he was on the cross. What more powerful message would we need? We have Buddha and Muhammad, and we have all of the beautiful faith bases in the world to foster our forgiveness and our compassion. Mandala refused to allow his heart to become full of hatred towards his jailers. And he was instrumental in giving birth to a nation from prison. But he would let nothing imprison his heart. Gandhi would let nothing imprison his heart. Jesus would let nothing imprison his heart. The Dalai Lama will let nothing imprison his heart. There are many, many, many spiritual teachers on this planet that have said yes to being vehicles of love and light no matter what. We are each destined to become vehicles of love and light. So it's very, very wonderful and important when you get called to heal yourself. And when you get called to learn to assist to heal others. And it happens in a million ways. I don't mean people, everybody having a shingle hung out over their door. It happens every single day in the way you approach your love and how you love and what do you want your love to look like. That's the greatest revolution we can ignite, is to insist that we live beyond the issue of forgiveness. And if we just love hard enough, the forgiveness will happen as a natural act of the expansion of our soul. Just start with focusing on what you can love easily. That feeling is so comforting. Maybe it's your little kitty cat. Maybe it's your garden. Things that feel within your control to nurture. So call us up. Ask for assistance. Ask the question from that place inside of you that knows that you want a choice. And what do you want a choice about? Where can we help today? The number to call is 826-7771. You can also call 826-7774 and give Rick the first name of yourself or someone that you would love to have in the healing circle. There's this amazing book that's out right now. It's called Grandmother's Whisper. And it's written by Inette Miller Emaikalani and her husband Iokepa Emaikalani. And it's a journey of one of the most honest relationships with yourself and with the land and with the people and with God I have ever read. Excuse me, it kind of chokes me up. And it is the story of opening to your destiny, walking in the world in a courageous, open-hearted, free way, and learning to love and learning to forgive. Boy, this is something. And these people are just amazing, dear souls. And you get an opportunity to come and hang out with them at a beautiful event at the Church of the Pacific this Tuesday, September 13th at 6:30. They start right on time, and Inette does a reading. She shares parts of the story as she is guided to. It's different for every single audience. Iokepa answers questions and shares the guidance that comes to him from how this all started. It started with him listening to the voices of his grandmothers and his great-grandmother, and a visitation where they came very clearly with witnesses. His sister and a good friend were there. It was now time to walk into his destiny and to walk on behalf of his people as an Aboriginal Hawaiian. In 10 months after he left his whole life in Washington State and came to start his living on all the islands and learning and being in 10 years of training by the grandmothers, 10 months after that arrival here, Inette decided to take a vacation at last minute notice at Christmas time, and there wasn't really any tickets to go somewhere, and last minute there was something to Kauai, and she landed here, and she met Iokepa. She was here for a week, and the rest of the story is life-affirming in the deepest form. And I talk with Iokepa about forgiveness. And love, and the pain of our island, and the pain of our land has such a deep need for healing. And the pain of America, and the deep need of healing, and the pain of our planet and its people, and the deep need of healing. And it came to me when I was talking to him, why don't we just stop doing things that need to be forgiven? As an individual declaration of independence, right now, today, why don't I become dedicated to not doing things that need to be forgiven? And if you become dedicated to doing things that don't need to be forgiven, that would be the most amazing independence from pain. Now, how do you do that? How do you make that declaration of independence that you're going to not create things that need to be forgiven as much as possible? Because I'm not ruling out the part of us where we are vehicles for others to grow. And that could come from love and still cause someone pain because they have to change or they have to hear no, etc., etc. But how do you ignite that place? You breathe before you talk. You can feel yourself getting provoked. You can feel you being confused by something someone just said. You can feel a sense of injustice in yourself. You can feel all that provocation. But if you take a breath before you speak, 99% chance you will see something float by that you don't have to grab onto. You don't have to hold yourself hostage in that moment and be righteous. You can ask, please, when you breathe, give me the bigger picture. Give me my expanded self. Push the edges of my limits inside of me. Become limitless. Push the boundaries of my heart. Poof! Rick's going to lead us now in the Worldwide Healing Circle in an expansion of our hearts and in a connection to all of our hearts.
So, it's always nice to start with a deep breath. And I'm hearing a very particular phrase today. Oh, I have a frog in my throat too, excuse me. And the phrase I'm hearing is turn to your heart. And that is something that we can do in each moment in our lives. And it's one of those things that can assist us to stop doing things that need to be forgiven. So in this moment, I invite you, I invite us all to come together, take a breath, and turn to our hearts. Our hearts speak a very different language than the mind, often a very different language than the words that we exchange with the people in our daily lives. And sometimes it may seem like a very faint language, but if we listen and quiet ourselves, we can hear the language of the heart. And it does speak of love and forgiveness and being present in our hearts, in our own bodies, in our own lives, with the people that we are present with in our lives. And when we turn to our hearts, we model for others and remind others to do the same. So one little move that you make in the direction of being in your heart can have a huge ripple effect and deeply, deeply touch those you come in contact with and sometimes those you don't. I spoke with a woman recently, and we got to talking about people in her lives when she was young that had really touched her and supported her and made her feel love to the point where she felt uplifted above the struggles in her life, and she got a glimpse of knowing that she could make something of her life, that she could be a good person. And when I asked her to write down who those people were, she told me they were all strangers. People she didn't even know took the time to turn to their hearts and to touch her life. So, turn to our hearts, and in our hearts embrace those that we are with physically, embrace those that we love and care about every day, embrace our friends, our family, embrace our community. We are so blessed here on Kauai to have people who really care, who are available to be touched by us and who we can touch. And so there's a community that, even if we don't know everybody, we care about them and we support them in our hearts. So let's embrace that. All those people in our community on the island, everybody on the island, in the different communities that interact with each other, that touch each other, so that our hearts are embracing everybody on the island. Everybody, loving everybody. Take a breath and feel that expansion expand out over the ocean to the other continents, America, Australia, Japan, China, Asia, Canada, Mexico, South America, Africa, Europe, the whole planet. Feel your heart of love and kindness and caring, holding the whole planet with love and kindness and caring. And I invite you to join us as we om in the studio, and as you om where you are listening with those that you're with or by yourself. And we will say the names in the healing circle today, and you can focus your love and attention on those special people who are needing it today, as well as all of those in your own heart.
We have Bobby here with us. Jessica, Brandon, Sandy, Mary, Santana, Ezekiel, Kingston, Elizabeth, Susan, Jessica, Angie, Diane, Nicole, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, our beloved teacher, our beloved island, heal our oceans and the earth, and bring peace for all children. This is Coming Alive with Camille and Rick, Intuitive Guided Calling Radio, where you, the listener, are invited to call in and ask any question that you feel would assist you at this time in your life, or you can come questionless. And we have Gabi coming up at 1 o'clock with Shift Happens. And our phone numbers to call here are 826-7771. And actually, I guess that's the only number right now. You can call and ask your question. You can also listen to us live on the internet, kkcr.org. Click on Streaming Live. Tell your friends they can tune in and listen to us live. You can email us questions at rick@ricksheart.com. So that's Rick at Rick's, R-I-C-K-S, heart, H-E-A-R-T.com. And you can ask questions. And for our show next week, we're going to be doing something really special. We're going to have a beautiful, enlightened teacher, Shanti Mai, is going to be Skyping in from Germany and being on the air with us. So that's next Sunday, the 18th. Shanti Mai will be here. And you can look at her website. It's S-H-A-N-T-I-M-A-Y-A. I mean, M-A-Y-I. And she is a very beautiful soul. And she's going to be on our island in December. She's coming, arriving on the 6th. And I believe publicly she will start working with people on the 7th or the 8th. I don't know the exact dates. But she is arriving on the island for 2 weeks. It's an amazing opportunity that this beautiful soul is coming to be here on our island and be available doing intensives and satsang. And she is something else. She's a Western guru with an Indian teacher, and she can tell you in a beautiful way when she's with us next Sunday. But it's such an amazing opportunity that this woman that travels around the globe and dedicates her life is always coming to our little island. I always find that really magical. That I live in this little place and all of these magic people come walking through here to touch our lives. I know it's because there's so many people here that are teachers and preparing to be teachers and renewing themselves and healing themselves and adding to the richness of the island and the vitality of what people come here for on vacation to get relaxation and healing. And it's really on purpose here. This is really happening. Everyone's aware of it. Every single person on this island is aware that something is happening that they're part of in whatever way they have chosen to participate. So Shanti Mai is going to be with us next Sunday. So please pass that on. ShantiMai.com. S-H-A-N-T-I-M-A-Y-I. And what else do I want to tell you? Do we have a question waiting? Oh, I guess I'll tell you more in a minute.
Oh,
aloha.
Aloha, Camille and Rick, and thank you for being there for us.
Well, you're welcome.
Aloha, Camille and Rick.
Uh-oh, you got to turn your radio off.
Okay. I don't know really if I have a question, so I think I may be coming questionless and see what you have there for me. I am hoping to come to Kauai this winter. I'm feeling a little bit apprehensive about it, but I'm hoping to come there because I feel it's very spiritually healing for me. And I'm just not sure how I'm going to go about finding a place to stay and things like that. I'm just going to kind of wing it, I guess. But I just wanted to come questionless today and see what you have for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Preparation to do something on purpose is very important. So you said you're just going to come and wing it. But in actuality, you are really preparing yourself. You've been thinking about it. You've been taking into consideration a lot of elements. And that is the part of you that said, I'm just going to wing it. That's just fear speaking its voice, like, well, maybe I won't have everything I want to have. So let's just say I'm going to prepare as much as I can and then put the rest of it into faith. There's a beautiful Hawaiian word, ho'omanawa nui, and it means waiting in faith. So if you come to the island waiting in faith, but you come prepared to be available for whatever life wants to navigate you through as a result of being here, then you're in alignment. And you want to come here to renew your alignment and to feel more refreshed. So you're already understanding that there's a place inside of you that wants more recognition of what's valuable for you as a person. And Kauai is a place to support that.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a rush here. There's nowhere to rush to.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess you could make yourself extremely busy if you wanted to, but eventually something will slow you down and you'll just sit and do nothing.
Sometimes that's what you need to do.
I
thank you, and I'm wishing you and Rick a good trip on the West Coast, and maybe I will see you. Hopefully I'll be there around January or February, and thank you very much
for spending
the time with me.
Well, I did want to jump in. You'll have to forgive me. I wasn't able to hear all of your question, but you're moving. Mm-hmm. Are you moving here?
No, I just want to come for a vacation. I work as a gardener in Michigan, so in the winter I actually waitress too, but I have more time, and I'm at a point where I think I can, you know, I can financially afford to leave my home for a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I have someone here to take care of it, and I'm just going to come and try to camp and see if I can rent a room from somebody or something for like maybe 2 months.
Okay.
And then I, as a gardener, I'll need to come back to Michigan. So
right.
Unfortunately,
so
but
are you calling to see what you can look forward to doing here that's going to serve you best at this time in your life?
Well, I'm just kind of. I'm hoping for some assurance that everything will go all right, and I'm hoping that maybe I can do some community gardening there, just to kind of have something to give to Kauai. I try to support the farmers markets and take the Kauai bus and stuff while I'm there.
Have you been here already?
In the last 3 years, I've spent like 8 weeks there, but I had my uncle's condo to stay in, which I don't have that anymore, so And I have camped at the beach before, so I'm going to try that again for right now.
You're totally on the right track, because it really feels like what is here for you this time around is to really open your heart to the island and to the people here and to the gifts that the island has.
Mm-hmm.
And really, don't even look at it as vacation would be my advice. It's almost like a sabbatical. Or like
healing for me.
I'm sorry, what's that?
It's like more like a spiritual healing for me.
Yes.
To spiritually heal, and that's why I feel it's very necessary.
Yeah. So I would say don't even call it a vacation. I'm not even sure it's a retreat. It feels like more of a participation in the life here on the island, with the people here on the island, and the gardens here on the island, and the love that's here, and the quiet and the peace. And you can participate while you're here. There are so many wonderful events happening here, cultural events, spiritual events, community events. Choose those that you want to participate in and really reconnect with people you've met here before, connect with new people, but do it in a way where you're not rushing around or, you know, feeling like, oh, I have to be here at a certain time, but where you're really able to take your time in your rhythm and touch in when you're really feeling drawn. And and follow your intuition. Oh, you know, oh, I'd have a feeling if I go to this certain place right now, maybe I'll run into somebody fun or interesting or enlightening. So it really feels like a journey of the heart.
Right. Yeah, it just seems like in the past there's been just a lot of little things that clicked and things that just happened, people that I meet, and things like wondering, oh, I should have maybe brought a watch because I kind of want to know what time it is. I look down on the bike path, and there's the face of a watch sitting there for seconds. And things, just little things like that that happen. So I just love it there, and I'm hoping to see you. And mahalo for being there for us to tune in to. So,
do you already know about the heartbeat of Kauai, the email blast? Okay, good.
The email box? Well, I know about putting
the email
on
blast.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
I'm going to check that.
Yeah, the heartbeat of Kauai. Yeah, you have the right place. It's a daily email that comes from Richard Diamond. He offers it as a gift and takes donations to help him go continue what he's been doing. But
and you can read it online, too. A lot of people do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm hoping maybe I'll find a place to stay through there or something when I get there, rent or something. So.
Well, line things up as much as you can ahead of time. Okay, because there's a lot of people that come in the winter that want the same desire. So put it out there so your people can find you, okay? Start putting it out right now.
Okay.
And thank you. We are needing to go. Thanks so much for calling. We'll look forward to seeing you when you get here.
Okay.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Because we're coming up in a few minutes at 1 o'clock. It's Gabi with Shift Happens.
And thank you, everyone, for being with us. We are going to be here next week with Shanti Mai, beautiful enlightened teacher. Please tell everybody to tune in. And Grandmother's Whisper book event at the Church of the Pacific this coming Tuesday, the 13th at 6:30. Be wonderful to see everyone. Spread the word. We're at the healing fair at the farmers market on Saturdays, 9:30 to 12. It's great if people want to drop in there. And our tour is coming up, Coming Alive. It's going on the road, Washington, Oregon, California, from the 4th of October to the 29th of November. Email us at rick@rickshart. And if you want to be part of that, if you want to connect and meet us and hang out. And it's going to be pretty exciting stuff for us. And one other thing is the spiritual teacher, Steve Von Gar, is going to be here starting on the 16th of September to the 23rd. And during that time, she is going to do a day where you can come and have lunch with her at Lydgate Park. And it's going to be on Monday the 19th at 12:30. And so you can go to SteveVonGar.com and check her out. We love you. Here comes Gabi. Everybody find your breath and be in a place of love and light today. Thank you so much. Aloha.
when you pray. Some believe Muhammad, Allah, or Buddha are the way. Is there no God or a pantheon of gods up in the sky? I honor your choices and you can honor mine. Whether you are red, black, yellow, brown, give the gift of your acceptance. Some believe that God's a him and some say he's a her. Does God live here in our hearts or out in the universe? Gandhi was a Hindu, Martin Luther King, a Christian. Regardless of religion, they knew love was the at you, and I don't see a country, I just see my friend. I pray we're in each other's lives for a long, long time. Cause I honor your choices and you are mine. We are one, the same things from life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. Can we give? Give the gift of your acceptance.
Thank you.
Eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, love of my life, I am crying. I am not dying, I am dancing, dancing along in the madness.
sing out a song of the soul.
You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea 90.9, 91.9, 92.7 on the FM dial here on the radio and on cable at 95.1 FM. And you can listen to us live.